As was just mentioned, I'll be discussing some of our research on the two factors that affect the nutritive value of grasses, including timothy, the AM versus PM harvest, and also the effect of growth temperatures on the nutritive value. Timothy is by far the main grass species in eastern Canada. As you, most of you know, the length of the light period before harvest can affect the nutritive value, particularly the concentration of non-structural carbohydrates. Some of our own work on alfalfa has shown that increasing the daylight period up to 12 hours before cutting favors the accumulation of non-structural carbohydrates in alfalfa. And there's also a lot of evidence from studies in the US. I only put one up there, but there's quite a few that have shown that if we harvest at sunset, we have a greater NSC concentration, and that has an effect on what the ruminants consume. So based on that, the hypothesis that we submitted was that we could probably have a greater nutritive value of PM harvested timothy versus the AM harvested timothy. We also know that the nutritive value of cool season grasses is affected by growth temperature. In particular, with water-soluble carbohydrates, their concentration tends to be higher in plants grown under cool temperatures, and that is because photosynthesis is less sensitive to low temperatures than growth. There's also work that has shown that cell wall digestibility is less in forages grown at high temperature, because of an increase in lignin concentration. So based on that, those studies that had been conducted, we hypothesized that the nutritive value of timothy would be greater under low temperature than under high temperature. So the objective of the study that we conducted under controlled conditions was to look at the effect of AM versus PM harvest, and also to look at the effect of three day-night growth temperature regimes, 17.5, 22.10, and 28.15. And we looked at those two factors on yield, of course, but also on all the parameters of nutritive value, NSC concentrations, NDF, ADF, and ADL lignin. We looked at in vitro true digestibility and NDF digestibility. The temperatures that we selected for the study reflect existing conditions in contrasted areas of eastern Canada. So if we take the 17.5, that would be the average temperatures in the month of June in the northern areas of eastern Canada. The 22.10 represents temperatures that we would have in June in the southern part of eastern Canada around Montreal. And 28.15, in this, it's an extreme case of predicted climate change that might occur in eastern Canada. So essentially two contrasted areas of eastern Canada and one case of extreme change in temperature. So how we conducted this study, we used the cultivar CHAMP, which is a widely used cultivar in eastern Canada. It was sown in pots. And we grow that timothy for 3 weeks in three grow chambers. When we started, the temperature in those three chambers were 22, 17 degrees Celsius, and we had a photo period of 15 hours. After 5 weeks, the timothy was cut, and we let it grow for another week at 22, 17 degrees Celsius. Then we switched the temperatures in the three grow chambers to our three temperature treatments, 17.5, 22.10, and 28.15, and we harvested the plants 3 weeks later. The plants were harvested in the morning at 8 a.m. and in the afternoon at 3 p.m. In the morning at 8 a.m., that was the start of the light period in the grow chambers. The experiment was repeated twice. The measurements that were taken, we took 8 pots per grow chamber, and we analyzed for ADF and NDF and ADL concentration using the NCOM fiber analyzer. We used a 48-hour rumen digestion to measure the IVTD, And we calculated the NDF detectability from the NDF and the IVTD values. And we measured the non-structural carbohydrates using using an HPLC. We also quantified the stage of development at harvest using the Simon and Park scale. Now, if we look at the results, there was no interaction between the two factors. I'm presenting the main effects of AM and PM harvesting and the main effect of the temperature. First, if we look at the AM versus PM harvesting, as you can see, there was a significant effect of the PM harvest. The NSC concentration was greater in the PM harvested Timothy than in the AM harvested Timothy. And that increase in non-structural carbohydrates was due primarily to an increase in sucrose concentration with PM harvested Timothy. There was a small effect on raffinose, but the concentration of raffinose was quite small, so I don't think it means all that much. And there was no significant effect of the PM harvest on starch, fructans, fructose, and glucose. Now, if we look at the effect of this EM and versus PM harvesting on the fiber characteristics and digestibility, there was a slight decrease in NDF and ADF concentration with the PM harvest compared with the AM harvest, but there was no effect of the time of day of harvest on the digestibility of the Timothy. Now, if we look at the effect of temperature, as I mentioned earlier, we had three grow temperatures, 17.5, 22.10, and 28.15. On the graph now, we have the ADF and the NDF concentration. There was a slight effect of the temperature on the ADF concentration. As you can see, there's a little asterisk that indicates a significant effect, but there was no effect on NDF concentration. So essentially, a very limited effect of the grow temperatures on the fiber concentration. In terms of the non-structural carbohydrates, there was a slight increase when we went from 22.10 to 28.15, an increase in NSC concentration, and we think that was related primarily to heat stress or a slight water stress. There was no significance between the 17 and the 22.10 in terms of non-structural carbohydrates. Finally, when we looked at the digestibility, the in vitro true digestibility, there was a very strong effect of temperature. With increasing temperature, the in vitro digestibility decreased, and the same thing for the NDF digestibility. In both cases, the decrease was quite large. The decrease in IVTD was 51 grams per kilogram of dry matter, and the decrease in NDF concentration was 96 grams per kilogram of NDF. So those are quite large decreases in digestibility with increasing temperature. There was also an effect of the temperature on growth. There was no difference between the 17.5 and the 22.10, but as we went to the higher temperature, which sort of reflects what we might get in terms of climate change, there was a much lower yield at the 28.15 compared with the other two treatments. As I mentioned earlier, we also look at the stages of development. We have here some examples of plants grown under the three temperatures. And as we quantify the stage of development at Timothy grown at the highest temperature, was a bit more advanced. It was at stage 64, whereas Timothy grown under two other temperatures, Timothy was at stage 60. So there was also an effect on the stage of development with increasing temperature. So Timothy harvested in PM had a greater non-structural carbohydrate concentration and also a higher sucrose concentration. And it also had a lower ADF and NDF concentration compared with the AM harvested Timothy. So that confirmed the hypotheses that we had initially, but the differences were quite small. In the summer 2000, just the last summer, we conducted a field validation of that information. We sampled Timothy every 2 hours from 6 p.m. a.m. to 8 p.m. We did that on six different days and at two different locations. So within the next year, we should have a lot more information on this effect of p.m. harvest versus the a.m. harvest. We also observed that the dry matter digestibility was higher for Timothy grown under cool temperatures. Again, that was a confirmation of the hypotheses that we had. But the differences that we observed were quite large, and that was a bit of a surprise to us. The higher dry matter digestibility was caused by an increase in cell wall digestibility. And this seemed to be linked to some extent to a delay in plant development under cooler temperatures. We could not relate the higher dry matter digestibility to the change in lignin concentration. So in conclusion, PM harvesting of Timothy seemed to be an approach that could be used to improve its nutritive value. As I mentioned, we're in the process of validating that under field conditions. Cool temperatures, that would be 17.5, representative of agricultural areas at the northern limit of farming in eastern Canada, are more favorable for the production of Timothy with higher dry matter and NDF digestibility than temperatures representative of more southern locations. And finally, the predicted increase in air temperature will likely result in lower Timothy yield and nutritive value. Thank you.